My name is Kate Fiorellian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-A-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was done on September 26, 2022. Patient is Ben Abraham, B-E-N-A-B-R-A-H-A-M, number 1. Nephrolithiasis / kidney stone. The patient has a history of kidney stones and recently passed stones a couple weeks ago. Period. The 24-hour urinalysis stone protocol reveals hyperoxaluria and oxalate stones. Period. We recommended starting allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, as well as potassium citrate 15, potassium citrate. However, the patient states he had taken potassium citrate in the past, and it did not help him. He says he uses lemon juice and water, and that helps him with the stone. Period. He is also refusing the allopurinol, despite having an elevated uric acid of 7.5. Despite having an elevated uric acid level of 7.8, period. He states he will manage the hyperuricemia with diet and will continue managing the kidney stones with home remedies rather than added medication. Period. He denies any flank pain or any other symptoms. Period. We will order mineral bone disease to rule out primary hyperparathyroidism. Period. Number 2, chronic kidney disease, stage 2. This CKD has improved from stage 3A to 2 and is likely related to obstructive uropathy related to the stone. Disregard the last sentence. This CKD is likely related to interstitial nephritis related to the kidney stone, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process, period. His kidney functions have improved with a BUN of 20 from 24, creatinine of 1.1 from 1.2. and a GFR of 67 from 56. There is an improvement in his proteinuria with albumin to creatinine ratio of 45 from 145 milligrams, period. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment, period. There is also improvement in the non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 130 milligrams from 271 milligrams, period. Next line, adrenal hypertrophy, left greater than right. As per the recent CAT scan of the abdomen, we will repeat the CAT scan of the abdomen in 6 months for further evaluation, period. Next line, hyperuricemia. As previously stated, the patient has a uric acid level of 7.2 from 7.8. And he refuses allopurinol at this time. Pharma opting to decrease it with decreased protein and purine and the diet, period. We will repeat the uric acid level, period. Next line. Hypertension, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 158/82. First, the patient, his blood pressure at home usually ranges in the 140/60s. Period, he is euvolemic today. And he states he checks his blood pressure at home 4 times a day and it's usually stable. Period. He has lost 7 pounds since the last visit. Period. He presents with peripheral edema of 1+. We encourage him to decrease his fluid intake to 45 ounces in 24 hours. However, the patient states, disregard the last sentence. We encourage him to decrease his fluid intake to 1,500 mLs in 24 hours rather than 2 liters. However, the patient states whenever he restricts his fluid to anything less than 2 liters a day, it affects his lab work and as a result he has been drinking closer to 2 liters or more a day, period. We explained to him that the more fluid he drinks, the more he will experience peripheral edema. Period. And he verbalizes understanding. Period. He is currently taking furosemide 40 milligrams daily for the edema, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, well-controlled on current regimen. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 35. He weighs 232 pounds today and has lost 9 pounds by adopting a plant-based diet. We encourage him to continue losing weight and to increase his physical activity, period. Next line. The patient has a serum aldosterone of 17 and an aldosterone renin ratio of 14.7. We will reevaluate the renin and aldosterone levels and ratio. Period. We encourage him to avoid the use of salt in his diet and to continue monitoring his blood pressure. Period. This elevation in aldosterone is probably related to the adrenal hypertrophy, period. However, since the patient is stable and he reports stable blood pressure levels, readings at home, we will reassess with a CT of the abdomen in 6 months. Period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work and